calling. You're now on the line with Leandra. You may begin your interview.
Thank you. Good morning, Pastor Leandra. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, not bad. Always good on a Friday, I got to say. I just wanted to ask you, I guess my first question for you is, how did you get involved with the Preachers of Atlanta? Did they approach you first, or what happened?
Yes. They approached my road manager, and he contacted me, and I was like, sure, let's get this thing popping.
So you had no, you know, concerns or reservations about being involved at all?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. When there's a vision in place, you know, there's clarity. So, you know, I was straight with that.
Okay.
You got to be ready for these type of calls, honey.
Okay. Well, you already had a platform as a singer. You know, you're widely known as a singer, as a vocalist. Why did you decide to become a pastor as well, especially when pastors have more scrutiny on them?
Well, I didn't decide to become a pastor. You know, I just answered a call.
Okay.
You know, not to be so deep, but that's exactly how it happened, because I didn't want to be a pastor. You know, so accepting the call was easy because of my life growing up, you know, and I've seen things that I shouldn't have seen, and, you know, and I wanted to be different. If I was going to accept the call, I wanted to be different, you know, and I wanted to give something first, and that's love, you know. So in doing that, this has been a tedious journey, and the scrutiny of becoming a pastor, of course, the light is brighter now. I'm attracting more buzz, you know, and it's just, it's something to definitely be prepared for, but it's going good thus far. So the scrutiny is going to come with it, with or without being a pastor. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
But it's rainy some days, you know, and then the sun is out. So, but I'm good. We good. We making it through.
And is your church, is it growing larger? Or, you know, what has been the progress since it started?
Well, the progress, you know, it's good. It's just, you know, being an artist, you know, and you're not being able to be there as much, or, you know, then the membership kind of, you know, it tends to fluctuate, you know, up and down. But this year we're planning to be there every Sunday, and I think they're going to give me at least one Sunday off to be able to travel anywhere. So we're in the phase of starting over. In a new location, and trying to do some things differently than we did in 2015. So we're just excited about the new movie.
Now, is the location that you mentioned, is that the one that was featured in the first episode?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Now, also in that first episode, I saw that you passed out condoms and cigarettes. And I know people are going to be talking about that. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, I did decide to do it. You know, it was a spur of the moment thing. You know, we were going on the streets to minister, and I said to myself, I said, well, how are we going to, you know, approach, you know, these men and women that are on the streets? Because, you know, you don't want to walk up to somebody and look at them because they look different than you, and you know, expect that they don't know God.
Right.
You know, so I was like, we need something else. So I was like, cigarettes. I heard this voice say, well, go get some cigarettes. Go, you know, meet them where they are. And I was like, cigarettes? And I did it, you know. So I took the cigarettes, and I lit one of them up. We were just up and down the sidewalk, and somebody would be like, hey, man, let me get a cig. I said, of course. The only way you'll get this is if you talk to me about God. And that's exactly how I went. It wasn't deep. It wasn't a 45-minute message. It was nothing of that nature. Just pass the cigarette and start talking about God, and come to find out, you know, he know the Bible happens. Some of the ones that's in church. You know, so it was a lovely idea. 20 cigarettes passed out. 20 people came to church the next day. You know, this was a Saturday night. They came Sunday, and they're still coming to the church. You know, so, and then condoms, you know, I mean, hey, who don't practice safe sex? You know,
okay.
The world practices safe sex, so why the church can't practice safe sex? You know, and I'm not, endorsing, you know, marriage before, or sex before marriage, you know, but it's just what it is, you know, rather you be safe than sorry.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
The prostitutes was out there. I was passing off to the prostitutes. So, just doing the right thing.
Okay. Now, also on that first episode, it looks like you're going to have some baby mama drama. And were you kind of hesitant to reveal that on the show?
No, I wasn't hesitant to reveal it on the show because maybe she'll watch the show and she'll be able to hear from my heart, and then understand what we need her to do as an adult, And so I wasn't hesitant at all. It was another vehicle, another way of communication without, other than the phone, because, so... not at all. My husband, on the other hand, he probably was a little uncomfortable, but, he'll be all right, He'll be all right. We're going to work through this thing together, and we're going to make it work.
So I'm guessing, it looks, from my research, it looks like you got married 2 years ago? 2013?
Yes.
And I guess you weren't aware of any of this before.
No, when we were together, I believe he told me then when we first met, and that was May... around May, 2011, and I believe she was 2 months pregnant, so I did know of that, but we didn't know if it was his or not. That was the only thing,
Okay. Well, I guess I have to watch the rest of the show to see what happens.
Yes, honey, you gotta tune in.
Okay. And it also looks like you developed some friendships on the show. I see that in that first episode that you were getting closer with Pastor Kim.
Yeah.
Did y'all become friends?
Well, yeah, Kim, she said she's my ride or die. That's how she said she's my ride or die. So, we talk and we call each other and text each other, and it is what it is. And we just, it's just pretty cool. We have our bouts up and down, so that's my sister.
Okay.
That's my sister.
Okay. And also, I hesitate to ask you about this, but since this happened last year and it was a big story with the whole Periscope broadcast, What do you think about that, looking back on it?
Well, at the end of the day, I was in my house. This is exactly how I feel about it. I was in my house, and I exposed myself. I was just letting the world, my fans, my supporters, see that, this is why I have fun. This is Labor Day. I was just inviting them into my home, letting them know I was chilling. This was a space. That time for me to chill with my family, but I shared it with my followers and my fans. And looking back on it, I don't think that I would change anything about it. I don't think I would change anything. It's the truth. So, you can't change the truth, So it is what it is. It happened. Will I ever do it again? Never know.
Okay. And do you have any new music that you have coming out?
Definitely. There's this beautiful song called Better Days my husband and my brother wrote, and it's amazing. It's so amazing. We're trying to get into the studio actually next week to re-record it. It's been released out on different shows or whatever. So we're trying to get that out around the month of February also. So you'll be looking out for that as well.
It's called Better Days?
Better Days, honey. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all the questions that I have for you. I know people have a lot to say about you, and you're a very controversial pastor, but I do appreciate, how honest you have been, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on the show.
Wow, thank you so much. I needed to hear that, and I can't wait. Honey, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry. Yeah, it's gonna be so nice.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.